And it's kind of a bush or shrub. It's got pink and white flowers on it. It blooms in late spring.
Pink and white. I don't have much of a yard.
Do you ever have spoonwood or spoonhut or laurel?
Laurel? Hmm? I've heard of laurel.
What does laurel look like?
I don't know.
What about mountain laurel?
I'll take that back. A laurel tree. Could it be a tree? A laurel tree? Because I think Beth and Joe had one. It's just a tree that grows real fast and it blooms.
What does its blooms look like?
I don't even remember, but I know that they were pretty because I remember Beth trying to get me to dig one up and bring it and plant it because she says they're so pretty when they bloom. But I don't remember what they look like. This is when they lived in town.
What different kinds of berries would people get around here?
Dewberries and blackberries and boysenberries.
What about a red berry? You could buy it at the store.
A red berry. It's either or a strawberry. A dewberry. Oh, a strawberry? Is that what you were saying? Oh.
What about one that's...
That grows in your garden.
You'd have to get it from a nursery because I don't think it would grow wild here. But it's got a... The berries have a rough surface. Some of them are red, and some are red and black. Starts with an R.
An R.
Do you ever hear raspberry or raspberry?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I've never picked one. I've seen anybody that picked on a raspberry. It's always what you're describing sounds like what maybe we would call a boysenberry. I don't know.
Have you heard them?
I've never heard of anybody working with them around here, but we use our berries for pies, cobblers, and jellies, and jams, but I've never heard of anybody talking about a raspberry.
Say if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell somebody, you better not eat those, they might
be poison.
What different kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out?
Poison ivy, poison oak. And then there's another one called, which I've only heard it referred to as cowlick. It's just a vine that grows along the ground, and it's kind of thorny. It's not thorny that they'll stick in you. It's just thorny enough that they'll scratch you. And you usually get it like around your ankles if you're walking through the bottom or through a pasture and you got it, and it can break out. It's not as bad as poison ivy.
Is that nettles, the same as...
Stinging nettles?
Is that the same thing?
No. Stinging nettles grow, they're a little stem and they grow straight up and you can spot them right away. That and bull nettles. Bull nettles make a big bush. And there, I just ran into one of those and those hurt bad. We used to hit them all the time when we were kids, and I was chasing a cow down the pasture one day. Boy, I hit it. Man, they did. Man, I had whelps all up and down my legs.
What does it do to you exactly?
It just, it itches real bad, and then like this, it just made big whelps where it hit, and then they just stayed. I guess they stayed for about a week until they just every day go down gradually, and it would itch the whole time.
So, I mean, it's some chemical or something that, I guess it's...
Something. It's just...
How do you recognize poison ivy and poison oak?
By the leaves.
What
what are the leaves? Three on a stem. And then I think they're colored. They got a little bit of red to them or something. That's usually vining up something. Or if you're unfortunate enough to walk through it like I usually do, you get it like that.
Is poison ivy and poison oak the same?
No, it isn't. But I never have figured out how you tell them apart. I really haven't. Mother, we usually call it poison ivy. You know, you come home, in a couple of days you break out, it's poison ivy. I've never really seen the difference. But I know we have both here. I think...